To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's members of Congress were listening as President Biden talked about the State of the Union last night. Their reaction fell along party lines. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democrats in general were pleased with the speech, saying it showed strength on Ukraine and illustrated the strides the administration had made on the economy and the pandemic. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter also was positive about Biden's plan to tackle inflation, which includes making more things in America.
That's one thing that will help us. We won't have these kinds of disruptions, and it'll also be good for employment.
But Republicans were critical of the speech, with Representative Ken Buck saying Biden's spending plans are what drove inflation up, and his future proposals would make it worse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In the state legislature, an effort to change the state's approach to growth failed Tuesday. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
It started with a Republican proposal that, among other changes, would ban cities from implementing slow growth policies that limit residential development. The idea drew support from Yes in My Backyard activists and Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez, who chaired the committee that heard the bill. But before the bill could get a vote, Gonzalez was reassigned to a different committee as part of a broader Democratic shuffle. On Tuesday, the committee rejected the bill on party lines. Supporters have suggested they may bring it back in a different form. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Lake Powell will likely drop to a critically low level soon, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The reservoir on the Arizona-Utah border is the second largest in the United States. It's filled with Colorado River water, which tens of millions of people rely on. Projections from the federal government show water levels there could drop below 3,525 feet in the next week or so. Anything below that level is cause for worry because it threatens the reservoir's ability to create hydropower. Federal projections suggest the dip could be temporary. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A labor dispute has delayed the start of Major League Baseball that may or may not affect the Colorado Rockies' home opening game set for April 8th against the LA Dodgers. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.